Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel, in partnership with Faith in Action, hosted the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, in our building in Washington, D.C., with regards to the first ever, on the very first day, meeting of individuals from around the world regarding international religious freedom. We're going to be talking about this historic moment and this ministerial meeting on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Sam Brownback was former U.S. Senator, former governor of Kansas, and he's now been nominated and confirmed as the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. And he chose the Faith in Action Liberty Counsel site for the first ever meeting of individuals. We had about 50 leaders from around the world that met in the Faith in Action building that's situated directly behind the U.S. Supreme Court. And he used this occasion to meet with individuals to talk about international religious freedom. This was a major honor that he chose Faith in Action and Liberty Counsel as the host for this first ever meeting on the very first day of this ministerial meeting.
And let me just say, yes, it is an honor, but it's a well-deserved honor, Matt. Liberty Counsel, as everyone listening knows, is kind of the head of the spear in the battle to protect our First Amendment guaranteed religious rights and freedoms and right to religious expression and freedom of speech. And so I'm not surprised that Ambassador Brownback would choose Liberty Counsel, would choose this particular forum and this location in order to kick things off here with this great event. And we're seeing tremendous momentum under this current president in taking back ground where our religious freedoms have been eroded.
But, you know, I think the most important part of this breakfast was that they prayed for Ambassador Brownback.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about the spiritual warfare he is under in this kind of position. And it's a reminder for us, we need to be praying for him as well as these other leaders that are involved in these very critical religious freedom issues.
Yeah, and he said from top to bottom, this administration has prioritized religious freedom. So he is not only looking at religious freedom in the United States and doing whatever he can to protect religious freedom, but also working with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has prioritized, an entire Trump administration has prioritized religious freedom. He is doing that around the world. And there's a lot of places in the world where they do not have religious freedom.
Yeah, this is historic.
We have issues that we deal with here in this country. We have violations of religious freedom, discriminations against people who are believers, who are Christians because of their religious convictions. But there's other places in the world where to be a Christian is a crime. And there's lots of persecution. People lose their lives if they try to convert somebody or proselytize, if you will, someone to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a death sentence.
Look,
and some
ISIS
of our brothers
does,
and sisters are operating on that level around the world. So he is a person who goes around the world trying to encourage and do something to help foster religious freedom. He's a great friend. He's been a good advocate, very proud and very pleased that he chose Liberty Counsel Faith in Action as the time to kick off the breakfast for the opening day of the Ministerial on Religious Freedom. And it was hosted by the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C., and he chose Liberty Counsel Faith in Action. And so the U.S. State Department, under Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, hosted the first ever ministerial to advance religious freedom at the U.S. Department of State in Washington, D.C. Our own Peggy Knee neighbor was able to attend that event. They had more than 40 foreign ministers from around the world, as well as religious and civil society leaders from around the world. And the gathering was to discuss religious freedom, to identify ways to address persecution and discrimination against religious groups, and promote greater respect for religious freedom.
You know, Ambassador Brandbach said the two key objectives of the Trump administration are reduction of terrorism and growing the economy. And with religious freedom, you get both of them. It's also a fundamental human right under assault in much of the world. The intent is really to drive the issue of religious freedom more aggressively, globally, and the outcomes are really twofold that we intend to get out of it: less terrorism and more economic growth.
And you know, that's what happens.
Absolutely.
When you have religious freedom, you're going to have less terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
When you have religious freedom, you will have economic growth because the human spirit is freed to be able to achieve its God-ordained potential.
Right.
And I'm so glad that in this administration, President Trump has made religious freedom a priority. It's amazing because President Trump has become already, in just less than 2 years of his presidency, the most pro-life, pro-religious freedom president in history, in our modern history.
Yeah.
And also the most pro-Israel president in our modern history, bar none, even going back to Ronald Reagan.
That is not an exaggeration in the least bit. And the fact that President Trump, he's looking to religious liberty, religious freedom, because it's not just a domestic issue. It is. Certainly, we under the previous administration, our religious freedoms were under assault like at no time before. That's the whole secular humanist progressive attempt to reinvent an America, to engage in religious cleansing here in the United States and to trample religious freedom. President Trump has done a 180 here, has completely removed that anti-Christian legacy of the Obama administration, not just here in the United States, but now this president is intent on advancing religious freedom where there is hard persecution going on, where our brothers and sisters in Christ are literally being murdered for their faith around the globe. This president is doing something about it both at home and abroad.
Right. He is bound to fight for it, and he's a man of action. I really appreciate that.
He is. You know, President Trump has vowed to fight for religious freedom,
mm-hmm.
And this ministerial to advance religious freedom is the first to happen anywhere in the world.
In history, yeah.
In history.
And it got to be in the United States.
Never happened before, and it happened in the United States under President Trump. And the kickoff to this in the Faith and Action building in Washington, D.C., that's situated right behind the U.S. Supreme Court with Liberty Council and Faith and Action, the kickoff to this first ever world ministerial to advance religious freedom began with a prayer breakfast in the Faith and Action building directly behind the U.S. Supreme
That's
Court.
That's awesome.
What a fitting honor. Just, I mean, you know, Liberty Council is inherent to the word, the phrase religious freedom. People think Liberty Council, so no one should be surprised that it all started there. And again, don't forget, this is the first annual.
Right.
Yeah.
First annual, first ever in the world. I mean,
yeah.
It's incredible. Well, at this ministerial that just finished, the U.S. government officials, they shared policy priorities. They also solicited civil society representatives' views on religious freedom situation around the world. Members of the various civil society groups from around the world, including religious leaders and survivors of religious persecution, they shared their stories, shared their expertise, and they were able to connect and network to build relationships to enhance religious freedom in their countries and other places. And then the government and international organization representatives also discussed global challenges to religious freedom. They discussed how to collaborate to develop solutions to these challenges and make new commitments regarding the promotion of religious freedom. It's amazing convening all these people from around the world with one purpose in mind: to advance religious freedom globally.
And you know, Liberty Council was also involved in the planning of this ministerial, so that was an honor as well.
Yes, it is. You know, if you want to be involved in a ministry that is actually making a difference, Liberty Council is a ministry that God has blessed. And you can read a lot of things in the media and get discouraged by the constant drumbeat of negativity. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. We also have Liberty Relief International, which we are helping persecuted Christians through that ministry of ours, providing various kinds of humanitarian and spiritual support at Liberty Relief International. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. We ask that you stand with us, both in prayer and in your financial support. Without you, without your prayers and your support, none of this that we do is possible. And so you can extend your reach to all of these important, critical opportunities. Well, we live at a historic moment in history, and we want you to be a part of it and partner with us. Go to lc.org, partner with us online with your regular pledges of monthly support, lc.org. You can go to the donate page, and you can support there at lc.org. Also, be sure to check out some of our resources in our online store, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.